Ken Owen here live in Ketchikan, Alaska, to bring you round two for the Craig Lady Panthers as they continue their march towards a Region 5 girls basketball championship. They are getting ready to match up, square off against the Metlakatla Chiefs, who have come by way of one victory yesterday by the Lady Panthers over Petersburg to get here, and Metlakatla defeating Mount Edgecombe Braves in a very good match up against Mount Edgecombe, and the Metlakatla Chiefs defeating them to arrive here to game number 5 of this girls bracket, 3A Region 5. It's a double elim tournament, and both teams with one win under their belts. So we're getting ready for tip-off here. Introductions will be forthcoming here, and we're glad you joined us. Thanks to KRBD to broadcasting us live to Prince of Wales. If you want to tune in and watch as well as listen, you can go to www.khighbasketball.com, watch the live feed, and listen on KRBD out of Ketchikan. Going to get started with introductions here right away with the Craig Panthers. Coach Vanessa James, assistant coach Ellen Hannah here, all the girls and the Craig Panther cheer squad. And it looks like we're going to pause for our national anthem. That performed by the Metlakatla Chiefs Band. Fine job as introductions get underway here. We're glad you're joining us live. We wish you were here. It's a lot of fun and excitement for these student athletes. It's a great time with basketball, cheer squads, bands, dance teams from all over Southeast Alaska. So it's a fun-filled week. And here comes the Chiefs. Brenda Bowl, number 11, starter for Met. And Katie Denon, number 3, sophomore for your Lady Panthers. And Henderson, number 12, starter for the Chiefs. And number 11 for the Panthers, our very own Maggie Denon. And number 20, McGilton for the Chiefs. And number 14 for the Panthers, Janita Johnson. On the floor for the Lady Panthers here this morning. And number 25, Hudson for the Chiefs. And start for your Panthers. Number 22, Raven Krolikowski. And round rounding out the starting five for the Metlakatla Chiefs, number 40, Kasperson. And finally, number 42, our very own Melissa Castle for the Lady Panthers. And I want to say hi and wish you were here, our favorite Panther fan here in Ketchikan. Getting well down the street. Wish you were here, Mary Castle. Wish you all the best and speedy recovery. Teams huddle up on the sideline here. Final instructions for this starting matchup between the Metlakatla Chiefs and Craig Panthers. Panthers in their white unis, sporting green trim. Metlakatla in their blue uniforms, sporting gold and white trim. Chiefs going to be going left to right, Panthers right to left, as Kolakowski will do the honors for the ladies. And for the Chiefs, Henderson, square off at center court here as we get underway. Three reps on the floor, doing an excellent job here, and tip is up and away, and it's a loose ball. Chiefs are going to pull it down along the sideline on far side and set up offense here. Possession starts for the Chiefs as they come to the near side. Ball bounces off. Pass intended for Hudson. Bounces off her ankle. Couple of tentative passes and an out-of-bounds turnover by the Chiefs. And Castle will inbounds to Maggie. Comes across half court as these girls are waking up and getting started here. And Castle comes top. Bounce pass intended for Denon as she cut inside. Pass went outside. And that goes right back to the Chiefs. So turnover for turnover here to start things off. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Lady Panthers as the ball gets up cross center court. Ball gets swiped away by Denon, then tied up on the floor. Jump ball called as Katie Denon wrestles the ball to the floor, and possession will go to the Panthers. So another turnover back to the Panthers here as Denon, no press on, 2-3 defense by the Chiefs in the backcourt. Maggie comes up top, goes far side to Castle, comes around from our screen from Kolakowski, pass inside, taken away by Henderson, fast break, Hudson out front, layup's no good, rebound, Castle heading back the other way, she's hustling down court, ball gets swiped away, and a foul is going to be called as she goes in the paint. Going to be the first foul for the Chiefs. I believe it's on number 12, Henderson. And that's her first foul, first team foul. And Panthers Johnson will inbounds underneath their basket. Up top to Kolakowski. Outside, three ball by Castle. Hits the front of the rim, bounces up, no good. Rebound, Johnson pulls it down, kicks it back out to Castle up top. Pass goes cross court inside to Maggie Denon. Up top to at the free throw line to Kolakowski. She gets tied up and going to be fouled. Double team fouled. Going to be called on the Chiefs here. That looks like it's on Kasperson, number 40. And her first foul, second team foul for the Chiefs. It'll be another out-of-bounds ball by the Panthers. Johnson again on the near side underneath. The Kolakowski inbounds. Shots up, no good. Blocked by Henderson. Loose ball on the floor. Dribbles out-of-bounds off. Oh, they called it off of Chiefs. We're going to get a change of call. It went off of a Panther. The other ref comes across the court to straighten the call out and does so. So it will be Chief ball on the near sideline with a press on the backcourt by the Lady Panthers. Yesterday, relentless press. Didn't let up the entire ball game. And they're going to break this one across half court. Double team up top comes near side to Brendable. Brendable goes baseline. Pass gets out of bounds off of Marie Yates in the game. I didn't see that sub. Kolakowski goes out, and Yates comes in. And it'll be out of bounds underneath the Chiefs basket. Up top to Henderson, over to Hudson. Hudson back cross court to Kasperson, far side. And Brendable pulls up for a three ball. Outside, no good. Rebound Denon. Katie Denon tries to go inside with a pass underneath to Yates, but the ball gets kicked, and a call, kicking call called on the Chiefs. It'll be out-of-bounds ball, Panthers, and Johnson will do the honors underneath their basket. Clock's ticking. Castle comes in with a cut and a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound, loose ball. Chiefs come up. No, Denon gets it. Now it's loose out to Hudson. Hudson on a fast break goes up, throws it up there. No rim, no glass, no nothing. Bounces out of bounds, and they're calling a tip on the Panthers. And it'll be out of bounds ball for the Chiefs underneath their basket. Brendable inbounds the ball for the Chiefs up to Hudson. Hudson over to Kasperson to McGilton. McGilton puts the ball on the floor and draws the foul as she drives the lane and is shooting. And that's going to be on first foul for Katie Denon, first foul for the Panthers. And it will send McGilton to the line to shoot two. Score 0-0. Not anymore. It's 1-0 for the Chiefs with that good free throw by McGilton. She'll get a second shot here. And that ball is up and in. So she converts both. 2-0 here. Breaks the ice in this game with a 6 minutes into the 6 minutes left in the first period. Panthers come across half court. Katie Denon gets tied up on the first side. Castle comes to help up. She misses a cut in Denon underneath, but dishes it off to Katie Denon. Ball gets tipped. That pass to intended for Maggie. Tipped away by Kasperson. Picked back up by Maggie Denon. And Katie pulls up for a long 10-footer. Misses everything. Bounces out of bounds. It's Chiefs ball. And the full court press on in the backcourt, but no problem for the Chiefs, although that pass gets intercepted by Maggie Denon and turns around and heads back the other way. Down to Yates, inside the three line on the far. She gets it into Castle. Nice move. Layup, high banking shot, in and out, no good. Rebound Chiefs. So Panthers having a hard time finding the bucket here so far with missed shots. Now a three-ball shot from the far side by Brendable. For three, it's good. It's 5-0 right now with 4:59 remaining in the first period. Maggie Denon comes across half court. Johnson comes up from the far side. Then Katie takes the ball up top over to Castle on the far side. She comes to the top of the key, screened by Johnson. Maggie Denon goes in the paint, drives the lane, takes the shot, no good, but gets fouled in the process by number 12, Henderson. And that's going to be her second foul. And she's the big girl for the Chiefs. And that's going to be her second foul. And that'll send Katie Denon to the line to shoot two for the Panthers. That's Maggie Denon at the line shooting. And that ball, oh my gosh, it stopped on the back of the rim. It is sitting there. I'm not sure what you do with that. And it goes in. And they count the bucket with the help of the referee. I don't think I've seen that. It completely came to a stop and sat on the back of the rim. The scoreboard has not reflected the point. Her second shot is good. I'm not sure. The ball in the backcourt gets inbounds, and we have a traveling call on the Chiefs as Denon tied her up. They do not award that free throw, the first one. It's 1-5 as we speak, and the Panthers will inbound this bound after tying up the Chiefs on the inbounds. That inbounds pass by Johnson gets tipped out of bounds by Hudson, and we'll do it again from the near side, still in the backcourt. Or underneath the Panthers' basket. Castle's going to do the honors this time. Castle inbounds to Maggie Denon. She's all alone, pulls up for a three ball, nails it. Maggie Denon with the three ball makes it a 5-4 game. Maggie Denon on the steal on the inbounds and up and in for a layup for two as she takes matters into her own hands, makes it 6-5 as the Chiefs come across half court. Brendable on the near side, dishes it off to Hudson, goes way up top. Kasperson pulls it down, goes far side to McGilton, down low to the three-ball shooter. Brendable gets her second three-ball, makes it an 8-6 game, takes the lead, and the Panthers come across half court. Katie Denon at the top of the key. Comes near side to Yates. Yates down low to Denon. Maggie goes inside the paint in the face of... the shot's no good. Rebound. Yates gets tied up. It's a jump ball called. And possession will go to the Chiefs with 3:38 remaining in the first period. 8-6 our score. Chiefs up by two. Press on in the backcourt by the Panthers as they inbound to Casperson down the near sideline up to half court. She gets met by Castle. Ball taken away by Denon. Going the other way. Denon with a five-footer rebound. Castle out of bounds off of... Looks like off of the Chiefs, it's Panther ball. And we have a timeout called by the Metlakatla Chiefs. It's 30 seconds. We'll stay right here as we girls take a breather. First time half of the period, 8-6 the score. Chiefs on top with a lot of defense pressure going on by the Panther ladies to keep pace with the Chiefs thus far. Chiefs executing well with their shooting here. I'd say shooting percentage much better for the Lady Chiefs right now than it is for the Panthers. I'd say the Panthers have taken twice as many shots but scored half as many points, half as many times as the Chiefs. 2 3-pointers by Brindable and 2 free throws by McGilton to total up 8 and 6 points by Maggie Denon right now, the only Panther scorer. Castle inbounds to Katie. Katie goes in the paint, dishes up top to Maggie. She's set for a three ball. Guess what, folks? Nails it, her second three ball to make it. No, they only give her two, sorry. Must have been on the line. Looked like it was good from here. So that's a two ball making it 8-8 as the Chiefs come down the court. And number 11 launches another three ball. Brindable, it's over the rim. Rebound Panthers. Ball gets tapped out of bounds by number 30, Shawnee Brindable, in the game for the Chiefs now. And it'll be Panther ball as the Chiefs go set up a 2-3 defense in the down court. Panthers bring in the ball across half court uncontested. Maggie at the top of the key. Comes near side to Castle. Castle looking for a cut. Doesn't get it. Denon. Katie on the down low. Comes up top. Goes cross court to Maggie. Maggie thinks about it. No good. Back to Katie. Janita Johnson comes up top. Good rotation by the Panthers. But good deal. Now Janita goes with a nice pass down to Maggie. And Maggie lays it up from the right side underneath the basket to make it 10-8. Panther lead. As the press is on, here come the Chiefs. McGilton down the right near side, goes back up top. Katie, Maggie Denon takes the ball out of the hands, goes for a fast layup. It's in and good for two to make it 12. All of Maggie Denon's points as we go the other way now. Brindable to Casperson, drives the paint, tries to pass it to Booth, and it's out of bounds. Turnover to the Panthers. So your five on the floor still. Only sub in it for Kolakowski is Yates as a minute 59 remains in the first period. 12-8 our score as Maggie Denon down the right side banks it off the glass, misses everything. Yates on the rebound, put back, no good. Rebound Chiefs as they've got Casperson all alone down court. Long pass gets knocked up and a hammer by Katie Denon. The basket goes and she's going to get a chance for another one. That's shots by Casperson for two. Makes it 12-10. She goes to the line. The foul's on Katie Denon. Her second foul, second team foul for the Panthers. Three fouls. And Casperson's free throw's good to make it a three-pointer. Makes it 12-11. Panthers up by one. Now a full court press on in the backcourt by the Chiefs. And the ball gets inbound to Katie, to Castle, to Maggie, to Janita Johnson. She goes baseline. Bounce pass gets taken away by Casperson. She saw that coming. Took it away. Now we're going the other way. Chiefs to Hudson on the far side. Back up top to Casperson. To McGilton. Pulls up for a three and nails it. Nice shot by McGilton. makes it 14-12. Lead back in the hands of the Chiefs now. And that cross-court pass by Castle, intended for Yates, goes out of bounds. Too tall even for Marie Yates. It's out of bounds. Chiefs ball. Chiefs inbounds this ball. Met at half court by the Panthers. That pass is taken back by Castle. Castle, 3-on-2, bounce pass to Denon. Gets broken up at the last minute by number 12, Henderson. Good hustle to break up that what would have been an easy layup. It'll be Panther ball underneath their basket. Janita Johnson inbounds to Denon. Denon pulls up for a three ball. No good. Rebound. They're out of bounds off the Panthers. It's going to be Chiefs ball. And inbounds, full court press in the backcourt. Number 20, McGilton, inbounds to Casperson, back to McGilton. She brings it up to half court, tied up by Castle. Castle on the takeaway. Bounce pass kicked away by Casperson, intended for Maggie Denon, sitting under the basket. And that'll be out of bounds, and it'll be Panther ball. Coach James yelling. She wanted Castle to take that shot, and she could have. For an easy layup, but bounce pass gets broken up, so Panther girls got to inbounds this and try it again. Johnson on the far side, inbounds up top to Castle, makes a move around inside the paint, nice 2-3 foot jumper, bounces off the back of the rim, again, no good, and it's Chiefs on the rebound as Brendable brings this one up top to McGilton, and then the Denon twins get together on the tag team up, but Maggie Denon going to be called on the reaching foul. And that's her first foul, third team foul for the Panthers. It'll be out of bounds ball, Chiefs inbounds underneath the bench here to Casperson, to Hudson. Thinks about a three, way cross court pass to McGilton. McGilton down low to Casperson. They go inside to the big girl, Booth. Booth with a turnaround bank shot layup. Her first bucket of the game for two. It's 16-12, Chiefs lead. As the Panthers hustle across half court, 12 seconds on the clock in the first period. Castle up top, Katie Denon to the near side, goes inside the paint, pull-up jump shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Maggie goes up for the putback, gets fouled, shot's no good. And she'll get a trip to the line to shoot two. This foul going to be on the Chiefs. McGilton, number 20, her first 14 foul for the Chiefs, and Maggie Denon goes to the line to shoot two, and her first shot is no good. She'll get a second shot here to try to make it a three-point lead for the Chiefs, and her second shot is all net. It's good. Shooting 50% from the free throw. 3 seconds on the clock. Press in the backcourt, and time expires on the first period. Our score, Craig Panthers, 13. Metlakatla Chiefs, 16, sending it back to KRBD for a 60-second timeout.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Welcome back, Prince of Wales listeners, and across the World Wide Web. Glad you're joining us here. First period's history, 16-13, Chiefs up by three as the Panthers inbounds this ball from the far sideline, just inside half court. Panthers going right to left here. Maggie from the top comes low to Katie. She makes a move after a screen by Johnson. Good defense by Chiefs to Castle over on the far side. Denon, Maggie to Katie. Inside the paint to Johnson, makes a move. Nice work by Janita Johnson. Gets the layup from the far side. Scores two for the Panthers. 16-15. Chiefs still up. There's Brendable. Brendable pulls up for the three ball. No good. Rebound. Katie Denon. Katie Denon hustles it across half court. Goes in. Free throw line. Castle pulls up for the three ball. No good. Off the side of the rim. Maggie Denon on the rebound this time. Goes up top to Janita Johnson. She goes inside. 5 foot jumper off the glass rim. No good. Rebound. Castle. Castle puts it on the paint. Gets tied up. Bounces off her ankle. as Brindable reaches in and slaps it away out of bounds off Castle's foot. It'll be Chiefs ball, and the Panthers will persist with the full court press in the backcourt here. Ball gets inbound to Hudson. Hudson up to Booth. Booth on the near side. Got some daylight. Goes baseline. Tied up by Denon. Steps in front of that pass. And a foul called on Booth as she tries to grab the ball back. That's on number four, Booth. Her first foul. Number five foul for the Chiefs. As Chiefs go back to a 2-3-D. And Castle inbounds to Maggie. Maggie brings it across half court. Fakes left, goes center to Johnson. Johnson inside the paint, kicks it back out to Denon. Back to Johnson. Katie pulls up for a 5-footer, 10-footer rather, and makes it. Nice shot by Katie. She's on the board now, 17-16, as the Panthers take the lead back with 6:29 remaining in the second period. This ball gets slapped out of bounds, so it'll remain Chiefs ball, and they will inbound the ball from the near side. Brindable to Kasperson, goes to the top of the key. Katie Denon sneaking up on her from behind, gets in her face. Over to McGilton, back to Kasperson, to Hudson. Hudson on the near side, goes, steps inside, pulls up for a 10-footer, off the rim, no good. Rebound by Henderson over to the top of Yates. Put back, no good, and Castle comes up with this one. Runs a call, goes inside, and gets by Hudson. Hudson's going to reach out and foul her to stop the ball. And that's Hudson's first foul. 16 foul, one more into the bonus for the Panthers, and it'll be out-of-bounds ball. Johnson underneath the basket for the Panthers. Maggie Denon cuts near. She goes up to Katie, just inside the free throw line. Over to Johnson on the far side, just inside the three. Ball misses everything. Castle saves it, but they call her out of bounds. It was a great attempt. It looked good from here, but they call her out of bounds. It's going to be Chiefs ball. Full court press on in the back. Kasperson goes up to Brindable. Brindable on the near side. Double team back up top there. Kasperson over to McGilton. McGilton dishes it off to Kasperson. They go far side to Brindable, Shawnee Brindable. As she comes inside, makes a move, makes a drive, gets fouled. And this is going to be Katie's third foul. And coach is going to sub her out for a breather as Kayla Hahn, number five. Kayla Hahn makes her debut appearance at this regional tournament for the Panthers. Inbounds ball for the Chiefs to Kasperson. Kasperson pulls up and fires a three ball, makes it 19-17 to take the lead back as Denon, Maggie Denon brings it back across half court, up top to Melissa, over to Hahn. Hahn goes up to the top of the key, backs up, comes to Maggie on the near side, misses a cutting Castle underneath, then goes to the free throw. Kayla Hahn pulls up, fires a three, nails it. Nice shot by Kayla. Makes it 20-19 as the Panthers take the lead back with 5:08 remaining, and we have a travel call by Brindable Shawnee on the near side right in front of the Craig bench. And that's going to turn the ball over to the Panthers as Metlakatla calls a timeout with 5:05 remaining in the second period. 20-19 our score. Your Lady Panthers on top by one as the lead continues to change hands in this exciting matchup between the Chiefs and the Panthers. And both teams huddle up on the sidelines to get a breather, regroup, and continue the battle here as it goes. These teams haven't just played recently in Craig, and the Chiefs really stepping it up, beating a higher-seeded Mount Edgecombe. Yesterday, the Chiefs come into this tournament seeded number six, Edgecombe seeded number three. So a bit of an upset there. Panthers seeded number two, and Panthers got their hands full right now, trying to come out on top on this matchup here as Castle will inbounds the ball to Maggie Denon. Katie on the bench taking a breather with three fouls. Kayla Hahn, Marie Yates, Janita Johnson, Melissa Castle, Maggie Denon on the floor. Panthers, nice cut by Janita Johnson, back door and up and in for Janita Johnson for two. 22-19 the score, and here comes the Chiefs. Another three-ball long shot, no good from Brindable with a putback, no good again. Johnson rebounds this. Hom over to Maggie. Maggie across half court, far side. Nice cut, inside pass to Marie Yates with the shot, no good. But that's a foul. I believe it's going to be on the Chiefs, number 12, which it is. And that's Henderson's third foul. And that'll send Marie Yates to shoot two from the free throw line. Her first trip to the free throw line today. That shot rings around the rim and bounces out. No good. And she'll get a second shot as Henderson sits down for the Chiefs. And Booth comes back in. And Yates' second shot at the free throw line is all good. So she adds to the lead, 23-19, 4:27 as the Chiefs bring it down. And Brindable goes baseline, kicks it back up to Casperson, pulls up for a three ball off the front of the rim, no good. And Booth tries to slap Castle from behind and gets the foul, her second. That's the eighth team foul, so we're going to walk the distance of the court, and Castle's going to go to the line for a 1-1 for your Panthers here with 4:16 remaining in the second period. 23-19 for the Panthers. Panthers' largest lead thus far, and Castle's going to try to make it more with her first shot is good. Melissa Castle on the board. That's her first point of the game, in fact, for the Panthers. She'll get a second shot now, and she calls it good, too. 25-19 here. Full court press on in the backcourt as the Chiefs come across half court. That ball gets tipped. That gets intercepted by Johnson. Johnson to Hom. Yates streaking down low. Goes baseline. Up and over the rim. Rebound. Johnson to Denon for a 12-footer. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Yates with a putback. Up and over. This one rebounded by the Chiefs. They kick it out to Hudson. Hudson loses a handle on it. Doesn't get across half court. Yates picks it up to Denon. Johnson goes baseline, but she gets it slapped away by Casperson. Then Denon on the putback, no good. Rebound Chiefs. Here comes McGilton way up court to Hudson, but could never get a handle on that. It's out of bounds on the Chiefs. It'll be Panther ball. And Castle will inbounds underneath the bench here to Denon. Maggie on the floor. Comes to the top of Keogh, cross half court, comes low to Yates, near side, Johnson on the screen, Castle on the cut down low, then Hom on the back door, saves the out-of-bounds pass, Yates to Johnson, finds Maggie cutting, Maggie kicks it back out top to Castle, and Castle reboots the offense here, and barks directions and points fingers to get Denon on the near side, makes a cut inside, nothing, there's Yates on a nice backdoor cut, shot again, too strong, off the glass, off the rim, slapped out of bounds by the Chiefs, and it'll remain Panther ball as Melissa Castle comes out for a well-deserved break, and into the game comes Paisley Wortman, first appearance this game for Wortman. Johnson on the near side, inbounds to Denon. Denon to with a nice 12-foot shot. It's in for two. Maggie Denon makes it a 27-19 point game. Here come the Chiefs, full court press on. Over to Hudson on the far side. Goes to the paint, puts a shot up. It's no good. Rebound, Hom. And Hom gets clobbered by Hudson from behind as she's going for her own rebound. And we're walking the court again. That's going to be Hudson's second foul, ninth team foul. We got a 1-1 bonus with Hom at the line to shoot 1-1 for the Panthers as we set up for the free throw. 2:42 remaining in the second period. 27-19, Panthers up, and Hom's going to try to add to it right here. Her first shot is in and out, no good. And the rebound goes to the Chiefs. Casperson, cross half court on the near side, down low to Brindable. Shawnee, that pass gets intercepted by Hom. Hom has Brindable tries to take it back up to Maggie. Maggie to Yates. Yates on the near side goes low to Johnson. Johnson swings it back up top raises her fist, calls the motion, dishes it to Yates on the near side. Yates to Denon on the far side. Down low to Hahn. Johnson just inside the three. Shot's no good. Rebound tipped out to Kasperson, and it's a fast break. Ball gets tipped, and it's on the floor. Kasperson picks it up. Here goes Brindable. She's going to be called for a travel as she faked the three and went to the paint and is going to turn it over to the Panthers. And Castle comes back on the floor, and Maggie Denon takes a well-deserved break here with a minute 55 remaining in the first half. Castle, way long court pass up to Yates. Yates bounce pass to Wertman. Wertman goes back cross court to Castle. And Castle's going to double dribble with it as that ball hits her thigh, as the pass was not that great. But she took her eyes off looking for the pass and double dribbles with it. So that turns it over to the Chiefs. Kasperson up to Brindable. Brindable, far side, makes a move on Castle. Back up top to Kasperson, fakes the three ball. Then Shawnee Brindable pulls up, fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, Castle. We got a two-on-two. Castle goes in the paint and loses a handle on as Kasperson, using her body, she's throwing elbows coming down the near sideline. Yates fighting back. That pass gets tipped. Wertman gets hammered by Booth. Finally a foul call. It's getting physical, folks, and they're letting them play, but this foul's going to be called on Booth as she hammered Hahn, and that's her third foul, 10th team foul on the Chiefs. We're walking the court, and Paisley Wertman, the recipient of that foul, will go to the line to shoot two. Double bonus now for the remainder of this minute 18 in the first half. Wertman at the line, and her shot is short off the front of the rim. Misses that first attempt, but she'll get a second try as she tries to get it right here. And Brindable, Trista Brindable, out of the game for the Chiefs, into the game, Nelson, for the Chiefs, as Wertman's second attempt at the free throw line is up and no good. Misses the rim and everything. Score remains 27-19. Panthers up. A minute 18 in the half. Full court press on in the backcourt. Brindable to Kasperson. Kasperson puts the ball on the floor, crosses half court, does a spin, goes to the paint. She's going to the hoop. But a foul called prior to getting airborne. That's going to be on the Panthers. And that's on Hahn, number five, her first foul and the fifth team foul. And out of the game is Wertman. Into the game is Erin Weaver for the Panthers. Her first appearance of this game for the Panthers. And it'll be Chief ball underneath their basket, inbounds to Henderson back in the game. Hahn steps in front, ties it up, jump ball called. Nice play by Hahn. It'll remain Chief ball, though, due to possession, the possession arrow. So we'll stay right where we're at, and the Chiefs will inbounds underneath the bench here. Brindable into McGilton. McGilton to Nelson. Nelson comes near side, tries to go baseline, tied up by Yates, and then Brindable takes a shot. No good. Off the glass, off the rim. Yates on the rebound for the Panthers. We're going southbound now as Hahn brings it across half court. Long pass intended for Castle, taken away by Kasperson. And unfortunately, the Chiefs travel with that ball and will turn it right back to the Panthers as they had a fast break in the works. And Weaver will inbound to Hahn. Hahn at the top of the key comes near side to Johnson. Johnson rotates back up top. Hahn's all alone on the near side. And we have a three-second lane violation on the Panthers, and we will turn the ball over to the Chiefs with 32 seconds remaining in the half. 27-19 the score, and full court press on in the backcourt by the Panthers. Chiefs, McGilton to Kasperson on the far side, way down low near Brindable with a nice five-foot jump shot. It's no good off the back of the rim. Hahn on the rebound for the Panthers. Out to Castle across half court as she sets up the final shot of the half. Looking up at the clock, 15 seconds. Johnson on the near side, 10 seconds to Yates. Yates makes a move, puts the ball on the floor, baseline, kicks it out to Weaver with the shot. No good, misses the rim. Hahn on the rebound, 2 seconds, put back shot up and over. No good. Castle tries to finish it. Time expires on the first half with a score, 27-19 for the halftime break. Panthers ahead. I'm going to send it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 9-minute halftime break.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers! Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers! This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.
Welcome back, basketball fans here. Getting ready for second half action as the Craig Lady Panthers put a little breathing room between them and the Chiefs here with a big 14-13 point second period point difference. Craig scoring 14, the Chiefs only scoring 3 to make it a 27-19 ball game as we get ready for third period action in this matchup. Both ball teams here undefeated, so winner gets to go on to the big show to face the winner of Sitka Hames in the championship ball game for these first two seeds, number one and number two seed, to the state tournament in Anchorage in 2 weeks. Loser of this game will go to game 7, which is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. against Wrangell. Petersburg ladies losing for a second time today, so they've been eliminated from this tournament at this point. So they will begin to drop now with two losses as the Panthers will inbound this ball, going left to right now, switching direction. And it'll be Katie Denon over on the far side, trying to make a move inside after a pick and roll screen by Johnson. Then the pass inside to Yates with a shot that's no good, but she gets award. She draws the foul. We'll go to the line here. And that foul going to be on number 11, Tristan Brendable, and her first foul of the game, first team foul. Yates' first shot is good. Marie Yates on the board here in the start of the second period, and she'll get a second shot at the free throw line, and her second shot is up and no good. Castle almost had that ball rebound with Henderson reaching over top of her. It bounces out of bounds off of Castle, so it'll be Chief ball. 28-19 now the score, 7:42 remaining in the third period. Full court press on yet again by the Panthers as Kasperson kicks it to Brendable. Brendable's got some daylight, bounce pass to Henderson underneath the hoop for a bucket and draws the foul. And that foul is going to be on your Panthers. And that's on Marie Yates, her first. And so Henderson going to line to shoot a bonus point here. And her shot's no good. Rebound Yates. And then the steal and put back by the Chiefs, but that's no good. Henderson missing her free throw shot. Now Johnson and Denon connect for a layup for two. Katie Denon on the board in the second half, 30-21. We're going the other way. And a pass underneath gets broken up by Castle underneath. So 30-21 inbounds shot by the Chiefs is off the rim and no good. As the Chiefs will inbound this ball, Brindable on the near sideline to Kasperson, comes across half court, Danon, Magdanon tips that ball away, Kasperson gets it back to Brindable on the near side, she goes baseline, cross court pass to Hudson, gets it inside to McGilton with a shot, no good, rebound, Yates to Castle, Castle hustling down the court with a fake bounce pass and the layup for Melissa Castle for two, nice job by Castle. And this inbound pass gets stolen, and Castle takes it to the hoop for another two. 34-21 the score. Chiefs inbounds. And the steal again by Castle. And the shot is no good, but she draws the foul in the face of Kasperson. Number 40, her second foul. Second team foul for the half now for the Chiefs, as Castle will go to the line to shoot two. First shot is up and no good. And she'll get a second attempt here. At the line, Castle to shoot her second shot, and this one is good. And that makes it 35-21. Full court press on. Kasperson to McGilty. McGilty, high pass to Kasperson. Down low to Brindable. Brindable, daylight. And she's going to travel as she wanted to pass the ball. Drags the pivot foot, and turns the ball over with a full court press now on in the backcourt by the Chiefs. Maggie Danon to Castle, back to Maggie, over to Katie as they work this ball up the court. And Castle goes to Katie, cross court to Johnson. Johnson then to Danon, cutting underneath, and the shot is no good as they say she traveled with the ball before leaving the ground. Basket was good, but not awarded. Chiefs will inbound the ball up top to Brindable. Brindable on the near side turns it, does an about face, passes to Kasperson, back to Brindable. She steps into three-point territory, shoots, no good off the front of the rim. Castle on a quick rebound, heading down court, goes up and draws the foul as she runs right into Kasperson. No, actually, that was away from the ball on Brindable. Sorry. And that's going to be a 13th foul, so the Panthers will end ball this bound underneath their basket. Johnson way up top to intended for Danon, but gets tipped out of bounds by Hudson. And it'll remain Panther ball. They'll do it again from the sideline here. Maggie to Katie. Katie puts the ball on the floor, goes to the top of the key, back to Maggie near side. Maggie gets a screen by Johnson, then goes paint, gets stuffed by Henderson, but Johnson on the put. On the rebound, then goes inside and draws a foul. And this foul is on Brindable. That's her third foul, fourth team foul for the Chiefs. We'll send Johnson to the line for the Panthers. And I believe, well, we're shooting two. She was shooting. So Johnson at the line, her first shot is good. And that makes it 36-21. For the Panthers, with a second shot now by Johnson at the line, and her shot is good, making it 37-21 as the Panthers continue to put some distance between them and the Chiefs. Ball comes up the court, Henderson's going baseline on the near line, and the layup is good, up and in for Henderson, gets them on the board here, 23-37 as the full court press on in the backcourt. There's Yates all alone underneath. Long pass by Danon. And unfortunately, she double dribbles with the ball as she couldn't get a handle on that pass before moving with it. Turns it back over to the Chiefs. So McGilty to Kasperson. Kasperson spins around. Pass to a cutting Hudson. Hudson saves the out-of-bounds pass into the hands of Johnson for the Panthers. We're going southbound now. And that ball gets that pass taken away by Kasperson. Kasperson over to Hudson on the far side. Hudson kicks it out to Henderson, or pass, bounce pass to Henderson, gets behind her. And a timeout called by the Metlakatla Chiefs coach as Panthers got that ball back at the last minute. I'll be curious to see who gets possession of this ball because that coach timed it just right, but I think it ought to be Panther ball. We're coming to you live here from K-High Gymnasium in Ketchikan, Alaska. Glad you're joining us on KRBD to listen in, all you folks back home on Prince of Wales. Panthers are working hard, 37-23 the score with the Panthers up, and it will be Panther ball with 4:52 remaining in the third period. Castle will inbound, full court press on by the Chiefs. Maggie Denon to Castle on the near side, over to Katie. Back to Maggie as they work the ball up the court, back to Katie. Katie goes low to Johnson. That ball taken away by Henderson. Henderson to Hudson on the far side. Back to Henderson. The give and go, and the shot is no good. Loose ball. Johnson comes up with this one. We're heading southbound. Janita Johnson running the length. Tries to throw one up. No good. Rebound by Castle, and the putback is good as Melissa Castle adds to the score. We're going northbound with the Chiefs. Cross half court to Hudson. Hudson over to Kasperson. Kasperson dishes it to McGilty. Pulls up for a 10-footer. No good. Henderson on the rebound. Works her way back in. Shot's no good. Yates grabs this one. And Yates dishes it to Castle. Castle bounce pass to Katie underneath with a bank shot. In and out. No good. Rebound. McGilty. Long upcourt pass to Henderson all alone at the other end. And this shot's going to be good for Henderson. And goes in. Makes it 39-25. We're going the opposite direction. Maggie down to Katie. Katie to Johnson. Ball gets tipped away. Johnson reels it in. And she gets called for the travel as she gets bumped into by McGilty. But no foul called. And they call Johnson on the travel. So that'll turn the ball over to the Chiefs as Kasperson comes across half court. Panther defense pulls back. Meets her at the top of the key. There's Brindable with a long three-ball shot. No good. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson to Castle. Castle's running the court. She's got numbers. She goes to the hoop. Bounces it off the board, the rim. No good. Rebound, Denon to Johnson. To Castle. Castle underneath the hoop. Tries to get it to Yates. And the ball is slapped out of bounds by McGilty underneath the basket. And it'll remain Panther ball. They will out of bounds pass underneath their basket. Johnson from the far side. Clock's ticking. She finds Katie. Katie up to Maggie. Maggie pulls up for the three off the rim. No good. Rebound. Brindable. Brindable tied up in the backcourt. Gets it out to Booth in to Kasperson. Way up court to Hudson on the far side. Dishes it off to McGilty with a shot that's no good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Hudson, and it'll be Panther ball inbounds in the backcourt. Full court press on by the Chiefs. Castle to Maggie. Maggie to Katie. Katie to Maggie. Maggie back to Katie. Katie cross court to Castle. Castle up to Johnson. Johnson intended for Yates. Broken up by Booth. And Marie tries to get back and fouls Booth. That's Yates' second foul of the game, second team foul for the Panthers. It'll be out of bounds ball Chiefs, and they inbound to Brindable. Brindable to Kasperson. Kasperson across half court, dribbles the ball, bounce pass taken away by Katie Denon underneath, almost, and bounces out of bounds. They'll call Chiefs ball as Booth and Denon were battling on the ground for that ball. Chiefs inbounds to Kasperson. Kasperson makes a move inside. 5-foot bank shot off and good. Nice shot by Kasperson for two, making it 39-27. 2:18 remaining in the third period. This upcourt pass out of bounds, intended for Denon and Yates, but they chased it out of bounds. It's no good. That turns the ball over to the Chiefs. McGilty to Brindable. Brindable stopped by Yates. Back to McGilty. McGilty puts the ball on the floor across half court. She continues to go to the top of the key to Kasperson. Goes the paint. Dish pass knocked away by Castle, but picked up by Brindable. Brindable with a shot up and no good. Rebound Castle going the other way. Castle across half court. Up in the face of Kasperson. Shot's no good. Put back no good by Katie. Castle comes out with this rebound. Goes far side. Backs up. Tries to start something over. Gets the ball into Hom at the top of the key in the game now for the Panthers. Over to Maggie. Down low to Castle. Castle goes baseline, dishes it up top to Katie, takes a 10-footer off the front of the rim, no good, rebound, Hom. Hom gets stuffed with the putback by Booth. Gets it back, then turns around and nails it. Nice shot by Hom to work hard, get her own rebound, and makes it 41-27 with a minute 17 on the clock in the third period. We're going the other way. Hudson pulls up for a 10-foot jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Booth. Wow. They call Booth on the foul. It looked like a clean take from behind, but that's her fourth foul. It's going to be the 15th foul for the Chiefs, and the Panthers will inbound this ball, met by a full-court press. Denon to Yates up the court. Yates to Castle behind the back pass. She gets it in, and a foul called on the Chiefs. And this foul is on Henderson, number 12. That's the 16th foul. Panthers will inbounds the ball underneath their basket. Castle to Hom. Hom up top to Maggie. Maggie cross court to Yates. To Castle, pulls up for a long three. Nails it! Melissa Castle on the three ball. Makes it 44-27. And this steal, we got a player, a Chief down on the court, and they keep playing. Katie Denon on the shot, and it's good for two. Makes it 46-27. We have an injury timeout as Kasperson hit the deck hard. And Coach Ludwig comes out to help her out, see where we're at as the Lady Panthers huddle on the sideline. 46-27 the score, as the Chiefs were mounting a comeback there midway into the third period, getting it back down to almost 10, and then the Panthers turning around and heading it the other way, making it with a nice couple of flurry of buckets and shots here to make it almost a 20-point ball game. 19 points the lead right now, 26-27 the score. Panthers playing as well as I've seen them play here this year so far. Full court press in the backcourt as the Chiefs inbounds the ball to Hudson on the far side, to half court to Henderson. Henderson is going to travel with the ball as good defensive pressure by Denon, and that'll turn the ball right back over to the Panthers here with 38 seconds remaining in the third period. Castle inbounds to Katie. Full court press on by the Chiefs. Katie to Hom, and that ball gets swiped out of bounds by Brindable, Shawnee Brindable. Knocks it right out of Katie Denon's hands. Good defense there by Brindable. And it'll be Panther ball from the far side. Castle to Katie to Maggie to Hom. And this time, Trista Brindable takes this ball away from Katie Hom. And more good defense by the Chiefs. Up to Henderson. Henderson to Brindable. Brindable travels with the ball as she thought about the three and then made the move around, but took a step prior to dribbling. So that turns the ball back to the Panthers with 14 seconds remaining in the third period. 46-27, long cross-court pass to Hom. Hom back to Maggie. Maggie up to Castle, to Katie, down court to Marie. Marie pulls that in, kicks it to, tries to go low to Castle, gets intercepted by Henderson. Long pass up the court to Hudson, and at the buzzer, Hudson puts it in for a layup for two to make it 46-29 at the quarter break. I'm going to send it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. Support for Panther Basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee Power Tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities.
Well, the third period, again, dominated with the Craig Panthers scored 19 points to Metlakatla 10. So we're set up for a fourth and final period in this ladies' matchup here as the Chiefs inbounds the ball from the far side. Casperson across half court to Brindable, pulls up for a three off the back of the rim. No good. Loose ball hit by Denon. She hustles it down. Gets tied up by three. Bounces it away. Henderson picks it up. We're heading the other way. Chiefs ball. Casperson across half court. Comes to the top of the key. Thinks about a three, dishes it to McGilty from the far side, misses everything. Henderson tries to save the out-of-bounds ball, but steps out of bounds herself. That'll turn it over to the Panthers. And Castle will inbound this ball, met by a full-court press by the Chiefs. Castle to Kate to Maggie, almost taken away by Brindable. Castle brings it up, long court, up-court pass to Johnson. Too hot to handle, bounces out of bounds, and we turn it over to the Chiefs, heading the other way. Chiefs inbounds to Brindable, all alone on the far side. Somebody missed an assignment. She's going baseline with it, tries the reverse layup. Castle gets a hand on it. Jump ball called, yep, by the referee. Possession arrow goes to the Panthers, so nice defense by Castle. And we'll head the other way with 7:16 remaining in the ball game. Inbounds to Katie, to Maggie, up the court to Yates. Yates dishes it back to Denon just across half court. To Katie. Katie to Castle down low, makes a move inside, and they call her for traveling. That'll turn the ball over. Hard to see it from here, but they're all over the travels here in this game. So it'll be Chiefs ball out of bounds. In the backcourt, full court press on by the Panthers with Castle, Johnson, the Denon twins, and Yates on the floor for your Panthers as McGilty inbounds to Casperson, and she was hurt on the floor. She's okay. And that upcourt pass intended for Trista Brindable goes out of bounds and turns the ball over to the Panthers as Maggie brings it across half court. Met by the 2-3 defense this time by the Chiefs. Casperson sets up. Johnson is going to be called for throwing an elbow as Henderson comes in and crowds her. So that's Johnson's first foul, third team foul for the Panthers, and we get a timeout called by Coach James. And we're going to see some new faces on the floor for the Panthers as I think these Panther ladies are going to get a bit of a breather, a couple of them. That was a frustration foul. You could see it in the face of Johnson as the big girl Henderson got in her face and crowded her. So when these players start throwing fouls in frustration, it might be a time for a break. And obviously working hard here. Score 46-29. Panthers up. As they continue to keep a cushion here into the fourth period. Hoping to book this one in the W column as Barlow comes on the floor for your Panthers here. Number two Barlow making her first appearance at this regional tournament. Johnson stays on the floor. Hom takes a seat. So Castle, Denon's time two, and Johnson and Barlow. Barlow gets a handle on this one, helps break up the pass, and it bounces out of bounds off of Janita Johnson. Already making a difference here. Barlow Brindable. Shawnee Brindable takes a seat. Hudson back on the floor. McGilty to Casperson. Casperson back to McGilty. Over to Hudson. Hudson up to Johnson, and Castle steps in front of it, takes it away. Bounce pass to Johnson underneath. And a tough gets broken up, ends up traveling with the ball, Johnson does. So it'll turn it right back over to the Chiefs. And Casperson up to Brindable. Brindable on the far side, giving her some distance. Casperson makes a move in the paint, drives the lane, shots up and in. Good for two. Nice move. Nice take by Casperson. Makes it 46-31. Full court press on. Cross court to Castle, to Maggie. Maggie across half court. Missed a cut in Barlow underneath as she pulls back on the near side. Finds Johnson. Johnson to Katie. Katie over to the far side to Castle. Castle gets a screen by Johnson. Makes a move inside. Nice hard bounce pass to Katie. Can't handle it. Then picks it up. Shoots it over the rim. Johnson gets the rebound. Kicks it back up to Barlow. And they reset the offense. Maggie comes to the near side. Drives inside. Katie steps just outside of 3-point. Goes in the paint to Katie Denon. Passes. Shots no good. Rebound. Maggie Denon gets the rebound. Sends it back up top to Castle. And we're going to do it again here. Over to Barlow on the near side to Katie Denon. Bounce pass to up top to Maggie Denon. Maggie, in the face of Henderson, gets it low to Castle. And Castle is going to draw the foul as she's going to the hoop. And that foul on number 20, McGilton, her second team foul. And that's going to be the seventh team foul of the half. Castle's first shot is no good. And Melissa Castle at the line will get a second shot, and this one is good. And that makes it 47, first point of the fourth period for the Panthers. Full court press on in the backcourt, over to Hudson. Hudson back to McGilty, up top to Brindable. Henderson cutting, back door, bucket is good. And she draws the foul by Denon, and that's on Katie Denon, her fourth foul. Fourth team foul is going to send Henderson to shoot one to make it a three-point play with 5:03 remaining in the ball game. Henderson's shot is in as it rings around the rim and drops. 47-34. Full court press on. Maggie Denon dribbling through traffic. Up top to Katie. Katie over to Janita, to Kara. Kara on the far side. These girls trying to burn the clock up. Maggie goes in, or Katie goes inside. Bounce passes back out to Maggie. She pulls back to Katie. Definitely trying to wear some time off the clock. Into Castle. Castle underneath working on McGilty. Lays it up off the glass. Nice shot by Castle for two. So they ate the clock, and they got the bucket and made it 49-34 with 4:22 as Brindable drives the lane, pulls up, shot, no good, put back, rebound by Henderson is good, though. And she matches the bucket, 49-36 the score with 4:11 remaining in the ball game, and Coach Ludwig and the Chiefs take a timeout and regroup here as Chiefs trying to shorten that lead out, but Panthers giving them a hard time. The Chiefs ahead in the fourth period with 7 points on the board so far to the Panthers, 3. So far, Chiefs win in the period, but it's going to take more than that to win this ball game with the lead the Panthers have at this time. Again, winner stays alive, continues to play, and the winner of this game will play tomorrow, Friday, at 3 p.m. And they will meet the winner of a later game today between Sitka girls and Haynes girls, and that will be the championship game both of those teams undefeated in this tournament will match up tomorrow to see who gets the number one seed from Region 5 to state. As the Panthers inbounds this ball on the far side, Castle dribbles down the far side, bounce pass to Johnson. She loses the handle. It saves it. Cross-court pass to Barlow, pulls up for the shot. No good. Misses the rim. Katie Denon rolls it to sister Maggie. Nice hustle there. Nice teamwork. Johnson just inside the three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Brindable to McGilty to Casperson. Casperson across half court. Goes inside the free line. Nice dish to Henderson. Under cutting underneath. And we have a, looks like a, I think a kick. Kicking on the Panthers. Kick the ball to break up that pass. Casperson inbounds to McGilty with a three ball. No good. Rebound. Castle gets tied up. Castle wise gets double team, and she wisely bounces the ball out of bounds off of one of the Chiefs, and now will inbounds the pass underneath the basket. And that ball gets taken away by Brindable. Nicely done, but then she steps out of bounds and she kind of smiles about it. It was a nice steal. And we have a timeout called by Coach James and the Panthers with 3:31 remaining in this ballgame. It's 49-36, folks, as the Panthers strategizing how to finish strong on this one and not give things away at this point with only 3 minutes remaining, a little over 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. The loser of this game will go face Wrangell with one loss already tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And, of course, your Panther boys trying to stay alive tomorrow morning at 9:45 a.m. Join us here live on KRBD at 9:45 tomorrow morning to listen in on the Panther boys as they will match up against one of the games today. So inbound pass by Castle. She finds Katie as the press is on in the backcourt by the Chiefs. Katie way up court to cross half court to Yates. Yates gets double teamed. Back to Katie. Over to Melissa all alone on the far side. She holds the ball. Goes low to Johnson. Johnson comes back out top. Way up top. That pass gets tipped by Casperson. And they're going to call over and back. As but Casperson tipped that ball and forced it across half court. I don't know why they would call that, but it's going to go over to the Chiefs. So Chiefs inbounds this ball to Casperson at half court. Back to Brindable. Brindable goes inside to McGilty. Inside the paint, she passes out, intended for Hudson, but passes the ball out of bounds. Turns it right back over to the Panthers with 3:05 remaining in the ballgame. 49-36 the score. Your Lady Panthers ahead. Full court press on in the backcourt. Katie up to Janita. Janita drives the paint. Dish to Castle. Castle goes up for the layup and gets the foul. No bucket. But as Casperson argues to the ref that I was all ball, but he ain't buying, and gives her her third foul, the eighth team foul for the Chiefs, and Castle will go to the line to shoot two. And her first shot is good. That breaks the 50 for the Panthers, and Castle will try to add one, and she does. Melissa Castle makes it 51-36, inbounds to Hudson. Hudson tied up by Johnson on the far side, still in the backcourt. Ball almost gets away. Casperson comes across half court, goes inside the paint, and a foul called on the floor before the shot. And that's on the Panthers. And that's on Castle, number 42, her first foul, fifth team foul for the Panthers as the Chiefs inbounds the ball. Casperson goes up hard. Shot rolls out, but a foul called on the shot. And Melissa Castle gets number two foul right in a row here. And that'll send Casperson to shoot two for the Chiefs. Casperson, second trip to the free throw line, shooting 100% here, and she continues that, makes that, And she'll get a second shot here for the Chiefs. 2:41 remaining in the ball game. 51-37 the score. And Kasperson will add another one to it. 51-38. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Chiefs. Castle finds Kate Maggie. Maggie way up court to Yates all alone. Yates goes to the hoop strong. Nails it with a nice layup. Marie Yates with the two. Going the other way. Kasperson finds Brindable. Brindable bounce pass broken up by Johnson. McGilty comes up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Castle. Castle comes out near side. Goes half court. Way ahead of everybody else. 3-2. And Castle pulls up first. Bucket for two. Makes it 55-38. And the inbound pass in the backcourt. Kasperson gets by Yates. Up court to Brindable. Brindable reverses back to Kasperson. Drives the paint. Loses a handle. Castle grabs it as Kasperson. Not sure what the call. Okay, here we go. Call. The foul was on Kasperson. Her fourth. That's nine team fouls. We're walking the court for a 1-1. With Castle shooting for the Panthers. Castle shooting about 70% at the free throw line. Several trips to the free throw line. And that shot's good. She gets her first shot, so she'll get a second. Henderson comes out. Booth comes in for the Chiefs. And Castle gets a second shot with a minute 59 on the clock. Castle's second shot is all net. Makes it 57-38, a 19-point lead with a minute 58 on the clock. Chiefs inbounds, backcourt press on it yet again, continuously here by these Lady Panthers. Johnson on Kasperson, and they're going to call a foul as Johnson was sticking to her like glue. Nice hustle. Nice work by Johnson. It's a good foul in my book, but it's going to give the Panthers the 17th foul and send Kasperson to the line to shoot a 1-1 as Wertman comes in for Johnson. Give her a breather. And Kasperson to the line for the Chiefs to shoot a 1-1. And her shot is up and no good. Rebound, Wertman. Wertman to Castle. Castle walking up the court now. No backcourt. She's dribbling. Dishes it to Maggie on the far side. Katie comes up top. Katie to Castle on the near side. Back up top to Maggie as they just wear this clock out here with a minute 32. Over to Katie. Katie goes in the paint. Gets tripped up by Hudson. Foul called on Hudson, and that's Hudson's third foul. 10th team foul. So the Katie goes to the line to shoot two as we're, Panthers are in the double bonus now with a minute 25 on the play clock. Katie's first shot is good. 58-38 the score, 20-point lead. And she'll try to make it and one. And she does. Nice shooting by Katie. 100% at the free throw line. 59-38. Minute 24 on the clock. Press on in the backcourt. Brindable. And then Castle reached that telegraph pass. Fast break. Castle pulls up. And Trav double dribbles with the ball. And she wasn't right quite sure what she did in the face of, was going to do with that ball in the face of Kasperson. So turns it over. Maggie Denon comes out. Kayla Hom comes in. Yates on the floor. Kasperson gets the ball. Goes far side. Wertman comes in and reaches in and draws the foul. Paisley Wertman hustle up defense. And that's going to send, it's going to be Wertman's first foul. It's going to be the eighth foul. And it's going to send Kasperson to the line. No reason to foul at this point for the Lady Panthers. As Kasperson's shot is no good. Rebound, Castle. Castle coming across. Long pass to Hom underneath. Over the head, over the hands and reach of Hom, and it goes out of bounds. And Chiefs ball inbounds. McGilty to Kasperson. Up the court to Booth at center court. Down to Nelson on the floor for the Chiefs. Back to McGilty. McGilty to Kasperson. Thinks about a three. Denon gets in her face. Over to Nelson. Pulls up for the three. Misses everything. Hudson on the rebound. Pulls it back out. Far side. Back up top to Kasperson. Kasperson goes inside. And a foul called on Hom. That's going to be her second foul. Ninth team foul for the Panthers. Katie Denon going to take a seat. Kara Barlow comes in for the Panthers with 39.1 seconds remaining on the clock here in this ball game. 59-38 with Kasperson shooting a 1-1. Her shot's no good. Rebound. Castle pulls back. Walks it across half court. Goes to the far side to Hom. Hom dribbles to the top to Barlow. Barlow comes near side to Castle. Over to Hom. Hom to Yates, down low. Back up top to Hom. 19 seconds on the clock. Barlow down low to Wertman. Wertman turns around, rolls out. And rebound. Booth for the Chiefs. Chiefs to Kasperson. To McGilty. McGilty spins, pulls back, pulls up for the three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Wertman falls on it. To Castle. She chucks the ball up the court as time expires on this ball game. It's done, folks. Your Lady Panthers come out on top. 59-38 our score. I'll give you a quick rundown of your scoring here. Katie Denon with 7. Kayla Hom with 5. Fifteen for Maggie Denon. 4. 6, make that 6 for Janita Johnson. 4 for Marie Yates. And it looks like 21 for Melissa Castle, your high scorer for this game. So, Craig, Lady Panthers will advance to the championship game tomorrow, Friday, at 3 o'clock. Plan on joining us then, but plan on joining us tomorrow morning at 9:45 a.m., where the Craig boys will have a second chance to stay alive in this tournament and battle for the second seed spot at state. My name's Ken Owen. I want to thank KRBD for bringing this live home to Prince of Wales Island. We'll look for you on the radio tomorrow. See you on the radio. Have a good day.